Well, if I had gotten in touch with you, I would have been able to riff off of your intro. There are three things that are kind of weird about tonight. The first one is, first of all, I'm in a dress, and inside here is my battery pack for my mic, which was kind of interesting, so I feel kind of starlet-like. The second piece is, and Sean alluded to this, which is this is a weird setting. It's a weird brief. It takes me personally right out of my comfort zone because normally I stand up with a point of view, I'm selling, I'm talking. It's very organized. I am very clear about what it is that we're trying to do at the end of that session. So this is really weird. And the third weird thing is I have to sit in this chair. And for those of you who know me, and they're all over there, I have a hard time sitting still, and it's going to be really tough for me to stay in this chair. So I will try, but I don't know if I can do it. See, I'm already kind of like this. It's not in the rules, so I can actually stand up. Great. And I, hey, like, Sean, can I get a glass here? So thank you. Thank you, Trina, for inviting me tonight. When I got the briefing, when I got the request, I was sort of mildly surprised that I would be asked to speak tonight because it's all about personal experiences. It's about, in part, okay, cheers. I don't, okay, I'll try later. it's about personal experiences and it's about storytelling. And I thought to myself, oh my dear Lord, what do I have to tell about my personal story that will be remotely interesting? I even talked to a few people that I work with and I said, okay, like what will be interesting? What would be compelling to you guys? I remembered a thought which was picked up, which is SKK is a brand. And I remember one of my colleagues in a meeting with a client, we were, you know, kibitzing and we had a great meeting and something was being said. And the colleague went, well, yeah, SKK, she's a brand. And it was at that moment that I realized, oh my Lord, I actually live my life like I preach about brands. I actually take the frameworks of brands and branding and apply it to my own life and probably to my children's who are, you know, hopefully don't resent me, but I apply all of those frameworks to pretty much everything that I do. And at the end of the day, when you've been in this business for as long as I have been, and to give you some context, it's over 25 years. So 25, 27 actually, years I've been working in this wonderful industry of communications, whether it's marketing, where I spent many years as a senior client, marketing director, various companies. I've been at amazing agencies in my lifespan, and I even did my own little thing for a while with, I won't say, but I did my own entrepreneurial boutique agency for many, many years. So I have had an immense range of experiences. It's been a long time. So what I realized based on that comment from this colleague was, you know what, through that time, I actually was employing some of the key things and beliefs I believe in about brand building, about me. And when I realized that, for those who have worked with me, I then began to kind of, in my coaching and in my training and development, started to impart some of those principles to those that I work with in terms of developing their brand. And so that is kind of the topic of tonight's presentation. I don't know, storytelling, personal story, whatever it is. And I'm hoping that I'm not going to meander because, like I said, I usually have thoughts and they lead me to one place, but when I talk about personal things, I tend to go all over the place. So hopefully this will all make sense. So one of the first things I wanted to talk about was the notion that, I think, okay, I've got some slides, but I think I'm just going to leave it there. When I think about brands, and I talk about brands all the time, and I think about people and this industry, I've been so lucky throughout my years, especially my early years, to have been exposed to amazing training and mentorship. I think every place I've been, I have had an amazing mentor. Somewhere along the way, I found somebody that took an interest in me, a company that actually invested in training, a company or people that thought, okay, you know what, we need to train our people. And through the years, what's happened, as we all know, is that's gone away. And one of the things that I've noticed about that is the fact that this profession or some of the stuff that we do may not be being done at the highest level. And I think it's a lot of the result of the lack of training. And because I love this so much, I kind of thought, okay, you know what? It became a bit of a passion for me to try to ensure that those that I worked with, the engagements or the speaking opportunities that I had, would be about coaching, would be about trying to make what we do respected, compelling. If you're on the client side, you know, visionary, how do you motivate, how do you get to great ideas? If you're on the client side, if you're on the agency side or the service side, how do you participate at the table and always have something to bring to the table? So those are the kinds of things that I became very, very interested in. And so when it came to brands, and I'm working with all these people that are amazing talents, kind of was trying to make this analogy, which is, you know, when you're building a brand, you add a product, sort of like the person. And well, that product is going to deliver a whole bunch of similar kind of functionalities. So there's a price of entry, a point of entry. You've got to do these things, product. And as an employee or as a professional, regardless of what side of the equation you're on, you have certain things that you just have to do. And where you go from there is you then say, okay, well, what about the product differentiates? What kind of voice do I need to be talking about? What will that brand do that will knock the competition off their socks and become enduring and sustaining and all that great stuff? Same thing with us as individuals, as advertising or marketing or communication professionals. I'm a brand, I'm a product. And at the end of the day, I have to deliver all kinds of standard things that you go check, check, check. But what makes me stand out? What makes me differentiated? What do I bring to the table when I go to a client meeting? What do I do when I'm a client and trying to come up with ideas to build businesses? What is that differentiating factor? And so there's a couple of things that I talk about when I talk about branding that I hope will illustrate some of my learning in terms of how we get there. So what I typically say, and I'm actually going to show you one of my gross charts. Going to go next. So I have this kind of three thing, you know, series of headline points. So the first one, when you are talking about branding, whether it's to a client or within the agency or when you're developing creative ideas, is you always talk about, hey, brand X, client Y, you know, you need to know who you are. And that's critical for a successful brand, because in order to be successful, you got to know who you are, because that's just got to permeate everything that you do. And it's a clear voice. It will help you differentiate yourself from the rest of the pack. We all know that. Take a sidestep and you say to yourself, know who you are as the advertising professional or the communication professional. When you ask yourself that question, and I ask myself that question a couple of times along the way, do I really know who I am? And the reason that's so important is because when you actually sit back, you sort of go, I don't really know. And so what are the frameworks that I would employ as in my professional life to help me discover that? And the next growth slide I'm going to show you, I'm going to go to the next one, is one of the things that I've become a fan of, which I'm sure most of you have heard of, is Simon Sinek. He's got that video on TEDx. It's one of TED Talks. It's one of the most shared TED Talks in the history of the TED series. And he went on stage and talked about his theory about why and how it all works. And it's online. You can look at it and watch it. And it's just absolutely wonderful. But basically, what he's talking about is for a brand and even for your personal self, what's the center? What's the core? What's your purpose? Why? What do you fundamentally believe in? These are all the same questions that you ask of yourself from a brand perspective. You need to ask that of yourself from a personal perspective. From a personal perspective, you know, you kind of go, well, why? And when you figure that out, it's actually, there's freedom in that. Because once you figure that out, everything else kind of falls in line, which is kind of a good road test when you think about it personally, because we're talking about that in our professional life, and all of a sudden you can sort of see how it just falls in place naturally. So for me, when I discovered my why, and I sort of kind of knew it, but then when he came out and he was had all this great way of thinking about it, I kind of went through the process of trying to figure that out. I had a hard time, but when I figured it out, it kind of helped me move forward to do the kinds of things and to improve in the kind of way that would make me even better, to become my best self, to become the best professional that I could possibly be. And so for me, it was all about, you know, from a professional perspective, you know, the love of the what if, the love of possibilities. I'm an eternal optimist. What are those things? And that why was unbelievably defining for me. The other defining moment in terms of exposure or mentorship was a bizarre example, actually, for probably most of you here. It's this woman who is a pioneer in the advertising business. Her name is Charlotte Beers. I don't know if anybody knows who she is, but she she is the most famous worldwide Ogilvy & Mather CEO that basically turned that business around oodles of years ago. And she was a pioneering woman. And one of the things that she talked about, and I had the privilege of being, you know, in training sessions or mentor sessions with her, was this notion that you really had to have a powerful interior scorecard. And it related back to the know who you are, because when you get that and you have your center and you understand what that interior scorecard is, you get to make the kinds of decisions, and whether that's from a professional perspective or a personal perspective, that keep you on brand. And that, I thought, was a very interesting tool that really helped articulate what it was about me that made me different, what was my core, what made me unique. And it did connect to the why. But the other thing that she helped me clarify in this search for the center of the why was this notion about leadership. And I will say that through this discovery of why, I would say stuff like, oh, I'm going to be the head of, I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. And when you employ why, it's just like a brand. I'm going to be this, I'm going to be that. But you can't declare that. You've got to earn that. You've got to have all those other aspects to it to make that all come true. And when I thought about what she had to say about leadership, it really made an impact on me because it really helped me then clarify my personal why. And one of the things that she stated was, you know, really understand what you mean by leader and leadership. Because you can be a leader, which means you have position, control, power, decision-making, authority, et cetera, and that's all great. And that may be what you want, and that's terrific. But there are other parts of leader that I thought were even more compelling, because I actually didn't want to necessarily be a leader. What I wanted to be was an influencer. And that was when I really discovered what my why was, because my why is not position. I didn't set out to actually want a position or like we most of us do. We say career path, XYZ, achieve position, and away you go, and that's the definition of success. And we know that that's all changing. But what I discovered was leadership, or being a leader, is all about the level of influence. And that really helped me clarify my why, because at the end of the day, my why is all about wanting to have as much influence anywhere, and everywhere and in any interaction that I have. So when I am at a client or if I'm speaking to or having a meeting internally, I always go in with my why, which is my why is all about what is the lingering effect? What is it that I bring to the table that people will remember? What is it that I can influence at that point in time? And those were the things that helped me define a better version of why. And from that point on, I operated from that perspective. So when I knew that my objective was really at the center of being influential and approaching everything that I did with this view that every time I went to a meeting, every time I had a conversation with somebody, every time I interacted with my daughters or my husband, I kind of wanted to feel like it was a valuable experience and that there was something that they remembered and it was lingering. And I operate that way still today because of that clarity. And I think when you figure that out, that's when you differentiate. That's when you are able to become the best person that you can be, the best professional that you can be. And that actually is my story. And then the other part of the equation is, once you figure all of that out, you end up in a place like me, where I'm sitting here in a completely weird situation, talking about my own life story, wondering if it's even interesting. And it's kind of, you feel vulnerable because I'm talking to you guys about my why. But then what you continue to do is you continue to improve and you continue to push yourself. And the other little piece of advice or learning from my perspective is something else borrowed from branding and from my professional side, which is this notion of stimulus and response. So I know my why, I operate that way, and as I continue to take on more responsibility or enter areas that I'm not really sure about or form new relationships, or you're in situations where you're actually not getting the response that you're looking for. The other part of the equation is, well, maybe my why is not working because I'm not getting quite the response. So you need to then change your stimulus. And that's the other part of the equation, which is once you know your why, just like a great brand, if things start to flatline or get boring or become less relevant, you take your why and you figure out what's the next incarnation of that to get the kind of response that you're looking for. And that requires you to take a different stimulus approach or to step out of your comfort zone to do something different. And that would be one of the reasons why I actually said, okay, you know what? I will take this job. Yep, Trina, I'm gonna get up here and try to figure out how I'm gonna do this. But it all comes back to the why, and it all comes back to remembering that when you have that why, continue against that why. When things aren't quite working, then you've got to push yourself like any great brand would do to check out, change path, start a different path, but still be centered back to the why. And that's kind of my story.